Good morning to you all. I've had a lovely warm welcome this morning. I've been at the 8 o'clock one, and I've been at the 9:15 one, and now I'm here at the 11 o'clock one, and it is great to be with you. I am the Generous Giving Advisor for the Diocese of York. My role is all about inspiring generous living, the parts of us that God gave us, each of us, skills, values, time, prayer, everything to live generously. What brought me to this place was I was a restaurant manager in York. Then I've had 34 years in education, in primary education. I then left that and went into looking at finding solutions to poverty with Joseph Rowntree Housing Trust. And that then led me to work with people in Hartlepool who were living on the streets and struggling with addictions or sex workers. And I can tell you that was one of my best learning experiences. Because when we're thinking about a culture, we need to come alongside each other, don't we? Coming alongside people and encouraging each other. So you won't hear me saying, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that, because I don't know. But what I do know, when I've spoken with Reverend Eileen and Jonathan, the magnificent generosity of your hearts, the generosity of future generations that we are sitting on and in. But we want it to flourish, and we want it to grow more and more. I'll just give you a heads up. My sermons are no longer than 10 minutes, so you can shoulders down. Okay. But I'd love to say a prayer, first of all. So may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Now, hopefully, we're going to have a really inspiring and exciting time ahead of us. You've each got a pack. Together we're exploring ways to live more generously. But as I am speaking, please could you keep in mind the terms whole life generosity and generous living rather than generous giving. And this is all under the banner of your own do we give you back, Jesus. You know, we're only giving back what is already given us. So let's think about the Bible readings. We've got Luke and we've got Isaiah. And how do they live and actually work into whole life generosity? Well, firstly, in Luke, Jesus shares the parable of the barren fig tree. I mean, if you've all got a garden and you've got that rose bush or something like that, and it's just not growing, you're cutting it down, you're feeding it, and you just think, one more year, I'll give it one more year. And thankfully, the gardener convinced the owner of the fig tree, nurtured it, it changed. And that's what we can do with each other. Nurture each other, come alongside, help each other to grow. Gives us a chance to change. Because sometimes we all need second chances, third chances, sixth chances. I've got had three teenage boys. Say no more. Secondly, in Isaiah, we're invited to know that anyone who thirsts to come to the waters and actually go to Jesus and God for nourishment and blessings that don't cost money. This passage encourages us to live generously by sharing our resources and blessings and trust God for his provision. You know, his grace is sufficient for all. Therefore, combining these verses, I've come up with three kind of ways that we can live generously. And the first one is be patient and show forgiveness. Like the gardener, we need to make sure that we are patient and forgiving as possible in Christ's strength. And it gives others the opportunity to thrive and transform. Secondly, we've got sharing our resources. Isaiah calls us to come and eat freely and share our resources, just as the vineyard keeper did. Because in that watching and listening world will go, okay, it's slightly different here. Nobody's casting me off. Somebody's actually looking after me. Then we embrace God's ways. God's ways often come left field, don't they? Answering our prayers in ways that we didn't want. And then we look back years later and we go, oh, okay, God knows what he was doing. It doesn't feel like it sometimes. But when we show our kindness and generosity, we are part of his bigger plan. And we make transformative impact in ourselves, in our communities, and we need to be aware of that. So to expand on this, a kingdom focus, meaning Jesus focused, catalyzes for us a glorious adventure with Jesus, where we learn to deeply rely on him and his empowering grace to help us flourish in our churches and our communities. It's a life built on abundance, because if we live like this, I better hang on to what I've got, because you never know, I might, you know, something might just happen. Well, we can't give and we can't receive because we tend to shut down. But if we live like this, okay, Jesus, I'm going to trust you. I know we've all been on the opposite end of generosity, and it's a marvelous thing. So knowing our purpose in life is actually very freeing. None of us are here by accident. Each and every one of us have given something. And actually some of us have got the gift to spot in other people. Have you noticed you're a really good gardener? Have you noticed you've got an artistic skill? Have you noticed you've got a glorious singing voice? This is absolutely stunning, the choir here. So, let's think further. How do we respond with those gifts? Well, could it be with the youth club? Joining the PCC? Is there a garden that needs to be absolutely tended to? All of these things that you commit to are life-giving. These are wonderful and deserve, wonderful and deserve deep gratitude and praise. So to help you make your decision, you might just want to choose one thing and do it well. One of the things that Reverends Jonathan and Eileen would like to point out is our gifting of money is an act of worship. The parish giving scheme is a way to give money to your church. It's like a direct debit. You will sign up, you can do it online. And in your pack, there's a sheet that you can do it actually by post, or you can phone them. And what happens is your gift of money is given to the parish giving scheme. They automatically put on the gift aid, and it comes all back to your church free of charge. The church commissioners are paying for this. It costs you nothing. So the gift of that is treasurers have got time back. They're not having to go to the bank with the money. You can imagine how difficult it is going to the bank nowadays. There's also a short video on your website to show you how to do it. I've seen the transformative work that planned giving enables this beautiful building to plan for the future. Now, if we capture that, capture the joy of giving, you are giving back to Jesus for him to bless him. In conclusion, living generously offers extending grace, sharing our blessings, and trusting in God's abundant provision. Discipleship in this way offers us a transformative joy for your soul. It gives you a sense of freedom that we trust God to bless it. And however, what you need to hear is, if this is not for you, a time to change what you are doing, that is fine. And thank you for everything you are doing. And if actually you are in a time of need, then you need to speak to the people around you, because we are in this together and we will help you. And as I finish my talk, I'm going to encourage you with a prayer from Reverend Dr. Sam Wells. He is a vicar in St. Martin-le-Field in London. And he says, Sorry, it's not a prayer, it's an ask. So if you don't give because nobody's ever asked you, we're asking you now. And if you don't give regularly because you've never got round to it, today's the day. And if you don't give much because you think this benefice doesn't need it, we're telling you it does. And if you give a lot because you don't if you don't give a lot because you don't have a lot, well, that might just be an example to somebody else who can come alongside you. And if you don't give because nobody's ever thanked you, then we are thanking you now. And if you already give until the pip squeaks, I had to look that up because I had no idea what it meant. It means that if you're giving the maximum that you can give, we say thank you, it's wonderful. And again, it might just nudge the next person to you. May we know the experience of living generously. I'll finish with a prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the gift of life, your example of whole life generosity and salvation. We have given a short time here today to ask now for your inspiration and wisdom in how we can live generously, but we know this is a lifelong endeavour. May we understand that our individual acts of generosity become a collective and shows the world that is watching and listening us your love, hope and joy. Please inspire us and strengthen us, claiming your promise that those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Amen.